My name is Devin Golden. I'm a senior here at Spring Hill College.
We get more assists than anybody in the league. You know, our kids take pride in sharing the basketball.
This is by far the best outfield, or possibly the best outfield in the conference.
Our showing at Mobile, that really wasn't enough.
I think in a couple of years, he might have a chance to be drafted if he keeps getting better.
Welcome, Spring Hill College sports fans, to the ninth episode of the Spring Hill College Athletics Podcast. I am your host, Devin Golden. I have not changed my name from the first to the eighth episode, and I have not changed my name now. So if you have, of course, heard this introduction 1,000 or 8 other times, then I apologize. However, I have to introduce it the same way. I'm recording out of WHIL's recording studio. I would like to thank them for giving me the opportunity to use this studio to record my podcast. But I would like to let you know that today, my interview guest will be Coach Christian Devries. He is the new women's soccer coach at Spring Hill College. He was hired just recently, and we now have a different coach for the men's and women's soccer teams. We have two coaches, one coach for each team, which is a change from years past where we've only had one coach the men's and the women's. So that is a change, and I think that's a very positive change. It's a good move. It's a move in the right direction because it puts a nice focus on the soccer team that was not there before. We have a men's coach for basketball team, and we have a different coach for the women's basketball team. And, you know, so this is kind of doing the exact same thing, and I think that's a good thing. Some other things, I would like to state that the women's tennis team for the third straight week is ranked in the NAIA top 25. They are ranked 25 now. It's been a great season for the women's team. They are one of two or three other teams in GCAC. That are currently ranked in the NAIA, and this is the third straight week, so let's just hope that they continue their success. The baseball team lost 3 out of 4 to William Carey at home. They won one game against Tougaloo, but the other two were rained out, or weathered out for whatever reason. They didn't play the doubleheader on Saturday last weekend, so they're 12-11 in conference. They have a huge series with Belhaven. A huge three-game series with Belhaven this week. And Belhaven's ranked 15th in the NAIA. So, I mean, and they swept us back at Belhaven. So hopefully we can get them back and we can possibly win, you know, two or all three of the three-game series. And then we end with at Mobile and at home against Loyola. We can go above 500 in conference. We can go above 500 overall. We will go above 500 overall. We will go above 500 in conference. I'm making that prediction now. We're going to win 6 of these last 9 games. If we might even win 7. So, but before I go on a rant about the baseball team, I would just like to introduce my guest today, my interview guest, Coach Christian Devries. He is the women's soccer coach here at Spring Hill College, the new women's soccer coach. You know, you spent the past 12 years at University of Minnesota Morris. Minnesota, that's probably pretty cold compared to the 80-degree heat that we're in right now.
It's a little bit chillier, yeah.
And you were pretty successful last 4 years with the men's team. You went 52, 23, and 7, and you had 2 conference tournament titles. If all this information is incorrect, I got this off of SHC Badgers, so it's not my fault. You're 2008 Conference Men's Soccer Coach of the Year. And then, of course, you were 8 years with the women's team, and they were a Division II team that struggled at the start, and then you brought them into a contender that finished in third place in the conference. And then, of course, in Division III, 1 regular season title and 2 conference titles. So, you know, definitely a good track record. And now you moved to Spring Hill where, you know, it's NAIA. And I know you started in NAIA, correct?
Right. My very first head coaching job was back in 1994, I believe, with Missouri Valley College in Marshall, Missouri.
Okay. And, you know, now we're at Spring Hill College, a very small school, and you're going to begin. And the women's soccer team isn't, I don't want to be negative, but they're not known for being extremely successful. 2 years ago, they had their best season. They went 10-6-3 overall, and that was the best season they've ever put out. And then, of course, they had another winning season a year ago, 08-09, which was 10-7-2. And then last year, they went 8-9-1. But they did pick up a conference tournament win. They lost in the semifinals. How do you plan, I guess, to turn this around? And because we had our high point in 07, 08, and then we kind of slowly went down. How do you plan to reverse that with your track record?
I don't know if it's necessarily a matter of turning things around. I think it's just a matter of putting things on the right track. And one of the steps that's been made is the fact that Jim Hall, the athletic director, and Father Salmi, you know, saw the need that soccer needed to have two separate coaches. So I think that's one of the first steps that was made is last December with the decision to split the coaches. It was a positive direction for both the men's and women's soccer teams. And, you know, having the opportunity to come in and do that, Spring Hill's not very different from the institution I was in terms of the makeup and the size, the academic rigor, and that special niche that they have. And so I see it as an opportunity just to put things on the right track. And I think we can be successful, and I think we can be above those 10-win seasons, and I think we can do it within the next year or two.
Because, like you said, we've usually had one coach the men's and the women's side. And I know now, like you said, we have you coaching the women's side, and we have Coach Tim Brooks coaching the men's. And so that's definitely a change that Mr. Jim Hall, who is also, he's relatively new, he's not relatively, not as new as you, but he's... Yeah. You know, the past couple of years, and so that's a change that he, and that's a step forward, which I think is a good step forward because it definitely allows more focus on a specific team. Whereas, like, the basketball team has two different coaches, and you know, it definitely didn't seem like they were putting the amount of effort and time and amount of money into the soccer program that they were in basketball in years past. But now they are, which is good. And you know, you lose Allison Giles, who's all conference first team. She's the only leaving senior, the only senior who's leaving from this past year. But you, of course, you had some second team players, junior Laura Menke, Jade Beeson, is that how you pronounce her name?
Beeson,
and then Abby Galen and Sarah Uptmer. Yeah. So, you know, definitely some highlights from last year that are returning for this year. There's definitely some room or some talent there that we had last year that we can definitely build on.
Yeah, I've had an opportunity to work with the team for the last couple of weeks, and you know the players that you talked about are definitely going to help us in what we need to do. I think the other person that we got to really look at is the fact that Casey Pruitt's coming back, who was 2 years ago the leading scorer on the team and really a juggernaut in terms of the offense and led to the success that the Badgers had a couple of years ago, and she's returning. We've already had a number of different players that have committed. And I think one of the things that you're going to see a change, and I guess I really believe this goes back to having a single coach and helping with the focus, is we're probably going to see the largest roster that we've seen with Spring Hill College Soccer in a long time. I'm foreseeing that we're going to see a roster between 24 and 26 players coming in for camp. And so we're going to have some depth that hasn't been there. You know, I know last year they played with 16 players. Well, that makes it very difficult in the college game. To do the things you need to do and play the way you want to play when you don't have the depth that is needed. And so I think that's a change we're going to see. I challenged the players early on when I actually interviewed. I said one of the first things I want to do if I'm offered the opportunity is I want to go scrimmage West Florida. And they all looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, well, I think it's important for us to play one of the best teams in the area to find out where we stand. And 3 days after I got here, we were scrimmaging West Florida. And I after they got over the nervousness of playing West Florida, I think we fared well, and we're actually going to be playing South this Friday evening.
Oh, really?
and see how much we improve over what we did a couple weeks ago.
And where is this game going to be?
We're playing at South.
Okay.
At 5:00.
Really? 5:00? That'd be a really nice little test. And of course, it'd be a nice. I mean, then this is another thing, is that this is the first I've ever heard about this, and the school in the past. And there might be like we now have a coach for the women's and now a coach for men's, two separate coaches. There might now be another push, is that the soccer games have not really been publicized nearly as much as basketball games. And this is really for any sport other than basketball. That basketball games were really advertised a lot. You know, Badger Brawl is the big rival against Mobile, and we usually have that in the end of February, beginning of March. But the baseball games. And the soccer games, there were not, and tennis matches and golf matches and what, they're not really publicized that much for the students. And so a lot of students don't really know when the teams are playing. And, you know, for instance, the South Alabama game would be, I would say there's some people who would definitely want to go see this, but they just don't know. And I'll let you go with it.
Yeah, well, you know, the spring season's a little bit different. It's not, you know, we didn't necessarily post the schedule for the spring season up. And, you know, not that we don't want people at our games by any means. But, you know, one of the goals for next fall is I definitely I want to see some publicity that's been done. And part of that is really going to rest on the players. And I talked to the players about that. And they said, you know, we want to be a little bit more respected. And I said, well, part of that is we're going to go out and we're going to invite people to the games. I go, how many times have you invited someone to actually come to your game? And so, you know, there needs to be a mindset change, not just amongst maybe the community itself, but it needs to be a mindset change and how our team has presented themselves and been part of things. And so we're going to try to change that a little bit. One of the other things that we do, you know, as an opportunity to plug things, and we have done this for homecoming up on the hill on April 24th, we have scheduled a soccer game. Our final scrimmage of the year is going to be on that Saturday, the 24th, at 1:30 after the barbecue. And I've actually been in touch with communications, and you know, that's actually going to be posted on the website as part of the whole homecoming events. That it'll be the last opportunity to see the women's team play this spring, and hopefully that's just the start of what we're going to be able to do in terms of you know. Getting publicity out there for the team and getting people to come out and watch us.
Who are we playing? Or are we scrimmaging ourselves?
We'll be scrimmaging. They're actually called the Dallas Texans out of Florida.
Okay,
it's a team that's based out of Pensacola, Florida, but they're part of the Dallas Texans soccer group.
Okay, well that like you said, that's another good thing for people to see the team and to be able to go, because in years past there haven't really been a lot of people who have gone out to the games. And it's been a little disappointing in the sense that, like you said, you know, it hasn't really been advertised or publicized, and it hasn't been held to in the same way that the basketball team is held around campus. And hopefully that's something that will change, because I do think it needs to change. Now we're moving to a new conference. All sports are moving to a new conference next year. It's something that, you know, was announced, and not many people are really talking about it, but they will next year, of course. We're moving to the Southern States Athletic Conference. We, of course, are in the Gulf Coast right now. Now, people have called this to be like a super conference, possibly even the best conference in the NAIA. You know, we're going to be playing Auburn-Montgomery. We'll have Faulkner in it. How is this going to impact, I guess, the soccer team? Because the soccer, the GCAC for soccer wasn't really the strongest. How is this move going to help the soccer program?
For me personally, I think it's a fantastic move. It's actually what led me to be interested in a position, for one thing. You're putting ourselves against some of the best teams out there. Lee is the two-time defending champions. They're going to be in the conference now. I think it's, you know, the only way that you make yourself better is to put yourself against better teams. And I'm looking forward to the challenge. Again, like I said, we scrimmaged West Florida. You know, they only lost one game last year, and that was in the national finals. And so I think it's important for us to play those best teams. And, you know, I'm always going to put us in that situation to challenge. And I think our whole focus is not, do we win the conference? Because I know that's something that everybody wants to do, and now we're going to win the conference. And our focus isn't going to be to win the conference. Our focus is to be competitive in every single game we play. And I believe if we're competitive in those games that we play, the winning will take care of itself, and we'll be right there in the thick of things. And so, you know, again, it's been a kind of a change in focus and a change in how we look at things that I've talked with the team about. Is it's not about winning and losing. It's about being competitive. What does it take for us to be competitive? And if we are competitive, the winning and losing part will take care of itself.
It's like changing the attitude sort of thing.
Yes.
I know a lot of, you know, that's kind of a cliche phrase, but it works, and it's definitely really important to do. I don't usually go off topic of Spring Hill, but I want to, because in my opinion, the World Cup is the best event in sports. It's not the best yearly event. I think that's March Madness. But since if it was once a year, I would call it the best yearly event in sports. It's the best event in sports. And I'm Irish, but I'm still a U.S. fan. Do you really see soccer... In my opinion, soccer is really making a push to becoming one of the major sports in the United States. And I've seen much more publicity for every exhibition and every qualifying game that U.S. has had this past go around in the last 4 years. Do you think that that soccer is becoming a major sport in the U.S.?
You know, that's kind of a tough question, because the United States is a country where we have. I really would like to say we have three major sports, and then we've got that next sport, which is being hockey.
Yeah.
And I think soccer and hockey are kind of in that same realm together. And I don't know if soccer's ever going to get to the level of basketball, football, and baseball. And I say that because the fact we have football, basketball, and baseball. And, you know, even as big as we are, as many resources we are, our best athletes aren't going to play soccer. Our best athletes are playing the football, the basketball, even the baseball. Whereas you look at other countries, their best athletes are playing soccer. And that's what really puts those other countries ahead of the United States. Where we gain the advantage over some of those countries is the resources that we have and the money that we can give to training and to facilities and to sports psychology and to nutrition, where we can close that gap because we have all those experts in those areas. And so we're starting to close that gap. But I'm not 100% convinced we're ever going to be at the level of the top three, but I think we're going to be close. Whether we'll ever win a World Cup, there's a lot to be said for that. I'd like to see us be competitive. I think, you know, us getting out of the first round would be a major step for us. But it's not going to be an easy task in any given year.
Exactly. And do you feel like that's the exact same thing with Spring Hill and really with any college, is that the best athletes usually go to football, basketball, baseball?
I don't know. I can't speak on Spring Hill necessarily, but I know within the United States, the kids migrate towards those sports because those are the sports they see all the time. How often are you going to turn on TV and see a soccer game all the time? Not like you do in another country, but you can always see a basketball game. You're always going to see football games, and you're going to see the money that's put into those sports. I think where I'm at is I'm in a very unique situation in that women's soccer is the predominant female sport that we see for women. You know, you're really, it's basketball and it's soccer, and I think actually soccer is probably a little bit ahead of volleyball even now, and so, you know, coaching women's sports, so is having that soccer and being able to coach that is definitely an advantage for me. If I would have stayed up in the upper Midwest, I don't know if staying with women's soccer was the greatest thing, but down here in the South, there's so many more women that are playing, so many more girls that are playing, so many more opportunities that you're able to find the athletes that want to continue on at the college level, versus up in the Midwest, there's so few players that are playing soccer because they don't have the opportunities to play soccer like you do in the South. It was a little bit more difficult on the women's side up in the upper Midwest.
The last question, I guess, and this is going to kind of tie everything together, and I know you've already kind of commented a little bit about this. How will soccer grow on Spring Hill's campus? How will soccer, I mean, I guess you could use growth in terms of improving, in terms of being competitive, and in terms of, you know, getting the team out there to the rest of the community to get the rest of the community to support them and come to the games. How will soccer grow on Spring Hill's campus?
The easy answer is winning. I mean, that's the easy answer. Now, how do we win? Well, winning takes, you know, resources. And we've seen, like I've already mentioned, in terms of splitting and having just a single coach for the women. I think that's going to make the women a little bit more competitive. And it's going to give us that advantage. You know, and I've told them my focus is on you and coaching you and working with you and developing the team and making you guys a better team. I think the fact that, you know, from a recruiting standpoint, you know, college athletics, a lot of time, in my opinion, and this is Coach DeVries talking, in my opinion, is not always about the X's and O's and what you know about X's and O's. Because you know what? I know there's a lot of coaches out there that probably know a lot more about soccer than I do. But college recruiting is about, or college coaching is about recruiting. And are you finding the right students and athletes to be part of your program and that they're going to be able to flourish and be successful in your program? So I think the fact that, you know, we're going out and we're recruiting and we're trying to develop the team, we're trying to get that bigger roster and create those that competitive environment that, you know, it's not 16 players. Okay, there's only 16 of us. I'm going to play this week. You know, when there's 24 of you fighting for that spot, all of a sudden the competition on the team is going to go up. And as competition goes up, the team's going to get better. And I told, again, when I interviewed, I told the girls, they said, well, tell me about your recruiting coach. And I said, you know, my job is to go out and find players better than you. And if I find players that are better than you, then you're going to be forced to work to become better, and then the whole team gets better. And then I think, you know, again, I think it's our responsibility to educate the community, whether it's the academic community of Spring Hill College or whether it's community of Mobile, about our program and what we have and events that we're going to have. And so we're going to sit there and we're going to try to have, you know, bring your parents to the game day, so that the little kids are bringing mom and dad to the game type event. Or maybe we'll have a parents weekend that we're getting the parents to all come in and see how their daughters are doing and build that camaraderie within that. You know, the fact that we have a number of double headers with the men, I think we need to showcase those double headers that we do have with the men and really kind of bring those, you know, into light. And if we do that, and I've told the players, even to the point that, you know, we're going to personally invite people to our games and, you know, give them an invitation to come to the games. And I think once they start to come and they start to see the game and how competitive it is and you start to win, then everybody wants to be part of a winning program.
Exactly.
I mean, look at Butler.
Thank you so much for coming and joining today. Good luck to everything. Good luck to the recruiting. Good luck to the practice. Good luck to next season. Of course, I won't be here. I'm a senior. But, you know, good luck. And I'll, of course, be reading up on SHC badges because it does provide reliable information, as we've seen. You have not told me that any of my information about you is wrong. So, you know, once again, thank you for the interview and, you know, good luck to everything.
Oh, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Once again, Coach DeVries. Hopefully next week we will get Mr. Jim Hall. He is the athletic director here at Spring Hill College. And hopefully we can get him for an interview. That'd be a great interview. And hopefully down the road, Father saw me. Before the podcast ends, before the semester ends, that'd be nice. We know he has a lot of things. He has a lot of ideas for the athletics department, for the athletics programs here at Spring Hill College. And, you know, possibly Coach Sims to end it all. When we started with Coach Sims, when the baseball season started, right as my podcast was starting, and we would like to end with the baseball season ending. So that'd be kind of cool to start where we began, or to end where we began. So that is all for this week. I'm your host, Devin Golden. Good luck to all the teams. Good luck to Coach DeVries and, you know, his beginning here at Spring Hill College. And I hope that it's a successful, and I hope that he's here for a while because he seems like he knows what he's doing. And have a great week to the rest of you crazy Badger fans.